I'd say they'd have to be at least over 20 before I call a skyscraper.
Are there not any taller than that in Orlando?
No.
All right, let's see. How about little passageways between and behind buildings? What would you call those?
Alleys.
Does it matter whether it's big enough for a car to drive through?
Might call it an aisle if it's big enough for a car to get through.
Mm-hmm. And an alley if it's just big enough for a person.
Mm-hmm.
Then how about an area where buildings have been torn down and not replaced? So that there's just nothing there.
I don't know what I would call it.
Maybe children play baseball there.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what I would call it. I just would call it... I guess... I don't know.
Let's go over to the...
to the wreck area. I don't know. I wouldn't know what I would call it.
Would you ever say vacant lot or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I probably would. The vacant lot. Okay. I would say that.
Mm-hmm. And then where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
A water fountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about one that's out in a park?
I would call it a water fountain.
All right. Then, let's see. Can you describe different types of cars, body styles, not makes?
Well, I would say there's a sedan and a convertible.
What's a sedan?
Kind of a boxy little car with four doors. I always think of it with four doors.
Mm-hmm.
Could have two, but I always think of it with four. It's a little family car. I always think of it.
How about a very small car that has just two seats?
I would call that a sports car.
Okay. And a convertible is what?
One without a top.
Mm-hmm. Then you said that a sedan is a small car. What if it's a larger car?
Well, it could be.
Oh, it can be any size?
Yeah, but I always, if it's a big car, I would just refer to it. I don't know. What would I call it? I would just call that a car, big car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it a sedan.
Does it matter if a car has two or four doors? Would it still be just a car?
Yeah, it would just be a car. I would probably call it, make it sure that say a two-door. Mm-hmm. I would probably say two-door car.
All right. If you said just car, would you mean a four-door?
No. Yeah, probably.
Okay. How about one of those great, huge, pretentious cars?
Cadillacs. Boats.
Suppose it's not a Cadillac.
I don't know. I'd probably call it a boat. I don't know. I guess I'd call it a car, too.
Did you ever hear the term pimpmobile?
Yes, I've heard it before.
Is that what it would mean?
No. When I think of a pimpmobile, it's more like a big Cadillac with a colored dude driving it with the white ball tires and probably a hood ornament or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some obnoxious color.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would think.
All right, let's see. How about types of small delivery trucks? What would you call a truck with a closed load bed?
A closed load bed.
It might bring flowers or bread. Or
a van.
All right, and how about one with an open load
truck.
Bed? All right. Would you ever say pickup?
Yeah, I would say pickup. Mm-hmm. Dad has one.
Okay. Let's see. What might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
A limousine.
Mm-hmm. And then what other kinds of public transportation are there?
Bus. And they don't have subways in Orlando, but I have taken them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, I guess, I take. Probably
mm-hmm.
Ferries. I've taken a ferry before.
In Orlando?
No. Nope.
All these lakes, are there ways of getting across the lake?
Mostly just bridges, or they just go around it.
Uh-huh.
They're not that big of lakes. They're pretty small lakes, but...
I guess to have 68, they'd have to be pretty small.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. To get back to the car for a minute, what do you call the part of the car where the instrument panel is, or the instruments are?
I call it the instrument panel, probably.
How about dash or
dashboard?
All right. then...